Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. Do not think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. So you probably remember that Jesus was considered by the religious leaders of his day to be a lawbreaker, or at very least, a teacher who is fairly dismissive of Hebrew legal code. Jesus argued with and challenged the local scribes and Pharisees who were attempting to ensure the purity and holiness of the Jewish people. Jesus was kind of cavalier, at least it seemed, in his observance of Sabbath. He performed healing miracles, and he even had his students gather food on the Hebrew day of rest. When Jesus arrived in the temple, the center of Jewish faith observance, he took issue with the temple administration and practice. You remember this. He flew into a rage. He began turning over tables of money changers and driving out anyone who was buying or selling in and around God's house. So to the religious leaders who really did take seriously the maintaining of the letter of God's law, Jesus must have appeared to present a concerning challenge to faithful observance. You know, likewise, as Christians, we can often assume Jesus was something other than he was. We might look at Jesus and think he was the very first Christian. We might come to believe that Jesus was the leader of a new and improved form of faith, or we may believe Jesus was remarkably original in his thinking, teaching, and living. The religious leaders of Jesus' day, and many of us today, often miss the fact that Jesus, he wasn't particularly original, nor was he trying to create some new kind of faith. No, Jesus was Jewish, and he desired to draw people into a deeper connection with God. And in fact, so many, if you look into this, you'll see it, so many of Jesus' teachings and prayers, those that we might think of as unique or a departure from traditional Hebrew understanding, are either a restatement or a rearticulation of an ancient Jewish scripture or law. For instance, many Christians believe that Jesus' reduction of the Hebrew law into two basic commands, love God and love neighbor, was wildly innovative. But in fact, even that, Jesus was just repeating two brief sections of the law that are found in the books of Deuteronomy and Leviticus. See, Jesus was a deeply committed Jew. Jesus knew Scripture. Jesus loved God. Jesus understood Hebrew law and was committed to helping people just like us fulfill it. Jesus didn't come into the world to abolish that which was old and establish something new. No, Jesus came preaching and teaching in ways that breathed new life and understanding into a rich, ancient, and holy faith tradition. Jesus was not a lawbreaker. What he was an interpreter of faith intent to help us learn and grow and obey. So the question I'd love for you to wrestle with a little bit today is why did the religious leaders of Jesus' day misunderstand him? And why might we? And then in terms of practice, one day this week, I want you to commit to obeying the command, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Okay, that's a commandment that Jesus would have observed in his own way. So remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And what I want you to do is get everything off your calendar and rest for an entire day. You'll think it's not possible, but do it and you'll find it incredibly renewing. Rest for an entire day, refrain from labor, and just delight in the goodness of creation and give thanks to God for it. Let's pray. Lord God, we often think of you as blazing a new trail and advocating for an improved way of being faithful. You encourage all people, Lord God, toward renewed faithfulness for sure, but you do so grounded in a faith that promises and a faith history that were established at the foundation of the earth. You followed the commands of faith unwaveringly, Lord, and the gates of paradise were open to you. Help us to take the laws and commands of faith seriously so that the rule of God established for us to live by might be a blessing to us now and on into eternity. In your name, we hope and pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.